I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Scrambling Me Up Some Squares and Pads. We ain't got no scrambled eggs. This statement comes straight at me from a small speaker beneath a stoic security camera. I am in an almost fast food drive-thru, hoping to cuddle up with a single-handed breakfast during my drive to work. I've just requested an order of scrambled eggs and hash browns. I say to the invisible, basso-voiced employee, "No scrambled eggs?" Pictorial menu filling my view from my driver's side window lists eggs several times. I know they've never served poached or boiled or fried eggs. Basso voice repeats his ain't got no statement. No reason to argue, I reason. I put a smile into my voice and say, "Well, what do you have?" Since no alternative is being volunteered. "We got some squares," the operatic tones in tone. He's gruffing up, impatient with a customer who cannot read his mind. I get it. This fast foodery calls scrambled eggs squares. Gotta use the correct term, or I won't be fed this morning. I give in. I start over. "I'd like one order of square and one order of hash browns." Something goes clickety-clickety, basso voice names a price, and I drive forward to my unscrambled destiny. Later in the week, I try another drive-thru where employees are generally friendly. "Good morning," I emote to the metal speaker. A surprised voice returns my greeting. "One order of scrambled eggs and one sausage patty." "We don't have scrambled eggs," this pleasant voice replies. Silence. No offer of alternatives. The menu stares, eggs, at me. "Well, what do you have?" It's deja vu all over again. "We have egg pads." My brain quickly processes this as, "We have scrambled eggs in the shape of soap bars." I order, using the correct term, and all goes well. Yet another time, I'm doing a quick run to an appointment, pull into a nearby drive-thru, and order a small Diet Coke. "We don't have a small Diet Coke." Silence, while I read the words Diet Coke on the large menu before me. "No Diet Coke?" Impatience again. "We have Diet Coke, but we don't have small." Hard to fast process this thought, so I reboot my fallback question. "What do you have?" "We have medium, large, and extra large Diet Coke." Give me the smallest you have." "You want a medium?" "Yes," I enthuse. "Please." Clickety-clickety. I drive away, unscathed and wiser, waxed paper cup of medium Diet Coke in hand. "We don't have sliced tomatoes." I am breakfasting at a sit-down diner, meeting with friends. I've just ordered sliced eggs and bacon and grits to warm up my tummy. This particular server looks no-nonsense and frowny, so I skip the sliced tomatoes. When our meals are served, my companion's omelet is filled with fresh tomato chunks. My buddy grins and says, "Here are your sliced tomatoes, Jim." My head spins. I laugh. If I'm ever here again, I'll order tomato chunks. All I can deduce from these encounters is this. I am out of touch. I know I am out of touch. Have been all these years. Being totally out of touch means I get to learn something new each day as I play the game of never quite catching up. It's kind of like being from another planet. I just beam down and start taking notes.